This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. The breaking news, the lead Russian negotiator, after a fairly long day, apparently, of negotiations with Ukrainian counterparts. His name is Vladimir Medinsky. Everybody's Vladimir, right? Except, of course, Zelensky is Vladimir. In any event, Vladimir Medinsky, the Russian, said Ukraine has now pledged not to join any military alliance and not to host foreign military bases or foreign troops on Ukrainian soil. Even military exercises would require prior approval from guarantors, according to the proposal. Kyiv also pledged not to seek or obtain weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons, which is a major concession because Ukraine had, at the time it gained independence from Russia, there were enough nuclear weapons stored in Ukraine and positioned in Ukraine closer to the heart of Europe to make Ukraine the third leading nuclear power in the world, right after Russia and the United States. The Medinsky said in return that Ukraine would demand that Russia will not object to Ukraine joining the EU one day. I think they're already in the process of joining the EU, so that would be fairly quick. Now, all of this is sounding like they might work something out. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said his country was prepared to declare its neutrality, as Moscow has demanded, and it was open to working out a compromise over the contested eastern region of Donbass over the next 15 years. Now, you can only hope that the mechanism by which this would be monitored by guarantor nations, and the guarantor nations would include Turkey is frequently mentioned, Israel is frequently mentioned, France and other European nations are frequently mentioned. I think Germany would likely be a nation that would be a guarantor. And what's interesting about it is if something like this actually worked its way out, the one thing that I think those guarantor nations would expect and would need to demand would be the idea that that Putin would not now turn his attention from Ukraine to invading, say, Moldova, which is another former part of the old Soviet Union. It was one of the Soviet Socialist Republics, and then demand that he has more power over Moldova, or that he doesn't turn on Poland, God forbid. Poland is very serious about defending itself. They currently have 150,000 NATO troops, mostly Polish, on Polish soil, ready to defend their country, which has suffered so unspeakably over the years. So this is going on. There is a tremendous explosion of indignation and puzzlement about 7 hours of silence. Do you remember, many of you are too young to remember, but you've probably heard about it, what brought Richard Nixon down as president was largely a fuss about an 18-minute gap. The idea that there were White House tapes that were going on, there were 18 minutes where somebody had taken the trouble of actually erasing some conversations that lasted for about 18 minutes with Nixon and his top aides. And presumably as most historians assume, that that was at some point where they were indicating that there really was an attempt to cover up the participation of the White House and of the hierarchy of the Nixon campaign in that crazy scheme to plant bugs in the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee in the Watergate Hotel. That was the beginning of the whole end of the Nixon administration. Okay, right now they don't have a 18-minute gap in tape. They have a 7-hour gap in Trump calls. And when did that 7-hour gap occur? Where would you think? I mean, where generally they have all these tapes, and they have all these transcripts and all these records of whoever the president spoke to, because it's important, and it's part of the National Archives, and no president is supposed to erase it, and no, it's not supposed to be secret forever, though it will be, would be protected by executive privilege while the president was still president. But now they find that on January 6th, fancy that, from the time he finished his speech at the Ellipse until the time that he finally got created a little video where he told people, "We love you, you're very special, now let's go home." And this was after 140 cops had been injured and there had been rioting and lots of chanting of "Hang Mike Pence." And we had come close to, I don't believe it was a coup. I don't believe it was an insurrection. But it was certainly the closest we've come to a serious disruption in just normal governmental processes. And this involved an election, the most contested election we've ever had. And the irony, of course, is it wasn't that close. In any event, in the middle of the day, for 7 hours, from approximately, 11:30, something like that, I'll tell you exactly when it was. Yeah, I can look it up here. It was from 11:17 a.m. That was the last call that they registered the president participating in, until 6:54 at which time it was dark and the reinforcements had arrived from the Virginia National Guard and elsewhere, and then to 6:54. So do you think President Trump was taking a nap then so that he could go back to his golf game and maybe have hit that hole-in-one before now? By the way, I'm one of those people... I think he probably did hit the hole in one. I mean, people are saying, somebody commented, "Oh, yeah, you hit a hole in one, Mr. President, and I just swam Lake Erie." I mean, look, he's not on the level as the greatest golfer of all time. He's just not. And you know who that was. That was Kim Jong-il, the father of the current dictator of North Korea. And I looked this up. When he went to the golf course for the first time, he was the greatest natural golfer ever. You know how far below par he was? This is for reals. It was announced, and the whole world marveled at it. He hit in his 18 holes. He aced 5 of them. Isn't that unbelievable? I mean, what a guy. He also wrote 247 books. No, and that's not an exaggeration. Of science, poetry, literature. He was the world's greatest literary light, but he had it 38 under par. Really, 38 under par. And that's kind of amazing. He had it 34, his entire number of strokes, but when you hit 5 holes in one. In any event, that was Kim Jong-il, the dictator of North Korea. So we're not talking here about resting up for his golf game. The reason this is such a big deal about the missing elements, and by the way, you'll notice that we haven't talked much about this, and the reason not is because I think it's unhealthy for the whole country to keep replaying and investigating and going back over some of this darkness. Now, I don't not saying that people should get away with it or anything else, but do we really need to so constantly be involved with replaying the details of the election of 2020? We'll get back to the missing 7 hours and where'd they go? Coming up on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I do think that even if they get to some kind of agreement and the killing stops, and then one of the things that is going to have to happen and is a rebuilding process. I mean, there's so many homes and schools and hospitals and everything else that have been just wantonly destroyed by the Russians. And the Russians are going to have to be involved in some of that rebuilding effort. Now, it's way too early because I do think that there's every chance for these negotiations to fall apart. And while Putin regroups his troops and then makes another thrust to take Odessa and to take Kyiv and to take Lviv and to gobble up all of Ukraine, I think that's entirely possible. But the point being that whatever happens, and this is what my piece in Newsweek is about, and I think it's an important piece, frankly. We're going to link to it at our website at michaelmedved.com, is that a lot of the partisan rancor that we've had even recently, right up until February 24th, I mean, through the month of February, the month of January, it was the same thing, and people were incredibly furious, and it was a big, evil, evil plot to poison people, to try to get them to get vaccines. And the Republicans were accused of evil plots to take away people's voting rights. I just did a little quick look at some of the recent references to evil. And listen to this. It has like an antique flair. When you hear these words, when you read these words, it's like you're in a different era than we are now, because the common recognition of real evil in the person of Vladimir Putin puts the entire thing in much better perspective. For instance, a few months ago, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez ripped Republican leader Kevin McCarthy as an evil imbecile. An evil imbecile. Okay, call McCarthy an imbecile. That's the kind of stuff that politicians call each other all the time. But calling someone evil implies literally that he is on the side of darkness. And it's kind of hard to say that about somebody like Kevin McCarthy. There's a conservative writer named Matt Walsh who classified the Democrat Party as, quote, this really evil institution that stands for evil things. And, of course, Joy Reid went even further. She gave a whole scriptural connotation to her denunciation of Republicans and their leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell. She said the Bible might even call it wickedness in high places, a.k.a. evil. And in the Daily Beast, Matt Lewis wrote a column confessing his own emergence from associations with conservatives. He says, quote, I was a lifelong Republican, the headline announced. The GOP is now the evil party, viscerally repellent. Okay, this is unbelievable stuff, and it's very bad for the country. There was an Axios SurveyMonkey poll that found that 49% of Republicans described Democrats as ignorant. Okay, 23% volunteered the adjective evil to characterize members of the other party. Democrats had the same attitudes. 54% called the Republicans ignorant. 21% reached for the E word, that's evil, to characterize their partisan rivals. Now, I don't believe that any polling right now would find that level of people who would suggest that the other side was flat-out evil. I mean, there's an idiot who's running, one of several, who's running for Congress, who has called this week for a trial, I'm not sure on what charges, of Dr. Fauci, at the end of which he should be executed. Okay, what are we talking about here? You can disagree with him. You can think his policies are ineffective. You may think he should be ready to retire. But Dr. Fauci should be executed? Really? So the guy's running as a Republican is one of the people running against Liz Cheney. And the whole idea that if people disagree with you a little bit, they are evil and they're worthy of death. This war changes that, and I'll tell you why. If you look at, right now there's a lot of film of Sean Penn came back to Ukraine. He is doing this humanitarian rescue, as he did, you may remember, after Hurricane Katrina. He's done a bunch of stuff like that. And yes, he's a big lefty, and he's a dummy actor, and anything you want to say about him. But he actually does care about suffering in Ukraine. And he has said that he wanted to melt down his Oscars in protest of the fact that they didn't do enough to honor Ukraine or to raise support for Ukraine, even though they had Mila Kunis, who was born in Ukraine, who's a star. And when you see people in Hollywood, and be like Jason Momoa, Aquaman, who is wearing a little lapel pin with the Ukrainian blue and yellow colors on it. And people like Francis Ford Coppola, who says when he comes up to be honored for the anniversary of The Godfather, and he says, Viva Ukraine. This is not a partisan thing. It's not just Republicans who are standing up to the Russians this time. It's a surprising number of Democrats, too. And this is kind of encouraging, because the one thing that happens to a country, and it should have happened with us for COVID, but the problem with COVID is nobody understood it. Nobody understood how it worked, and it didn't have a personality. Putin has a personality. He's a guy. And we know, I think, sooner or later we will be rid of Putin. We won't be rid of evil in this world, but we'll be rid of him. And that's something that we can yearn together for. And without claiming, and you remember all those books that came out? We've had some of the authors on. We had Stephen Marsh, who was a Canadian, come on. People writing about the coming American Civil War. Doesn't it feel, because of looking at a real war in Ukraine, and real suffering, and what real evil is capable of doing, doesn't it seem like another era when we were so much dwelling on the evilness of our partisan opponents here at home? Just something to think about. And that doesn't mean that we shouldn't find out what was in that 7-hour gap with President Trump and his Trump calls. Bob Woodward, yes, the Watergate Bob, Bob Woodward has a interesting piece about it in the Washington Post. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
In other words, you question my sincerity.
I do. Well, maybe
I don't question yours. I think you're a sincere idiot.
Well, you know what? I think you're sincerely evil.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration announces its approval for Pfizer and Moderna's request for a second COVID-19 booster shot for older Americans and Americans with compromised immune systems. Director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, Dr. Peter Marks, says fully vaccinated Americans who got the first booster shot are still safe.
The good news is that for most people who have been vaccinated and had one booster, your original booster shot is continuing to provide you with good protection from being hospitalized or dying.
Millions of people are bracing for another severe weather outbreak this week. One storm is expected to move across the country from California, causing widespread rain tonight. Tornadoes are possible in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Michael Medved show, relevant to what we were just talking about, Newsweek is reporting that a Ukrainian official estimated that the country's losses so far in this war are at $564.9 billion. That's not rubles, that's dollars. Since the beginning of the Russian invasion, adding that the nation of Ukraine, after the war, will seek compensation from the aggressor. And where will they seek compensation? In the International Criminal Court, in The Hague, or the World Court, or from the UN? And will they get that as part of a peace agreement? I think it's unlikely. Russia's also the Putin attack has done tremendous damage to the Russian economy as well. But they don't have buildings down and dead bodies in the street and the kind of ruination that Ukraine has through no fault of its own. Yulia Sviridenko, who is Ukraine's deputy prime minister, one of several, and minister of economic development and trade, said in a Facebook post today that the estimated losses come from losses related to infrastructure, gross national product, GDP, the civilian population, and more. Evil, she said, will inevitably be punished, and Russia will feel the full weight of its own criminal actions on the territory of Ukraine. And there's a new poll, not about what word you would think of for Putin, but a new Courier Newsroom Data for Progress poll finds that 77% of all voters, and think about what that means for a moment, it's over three-quarters of all voters, and nearly three-quarters of all Republican voters, 68% of Republican voters, disapprove of instances when other Republican lawmakers have expressed support or admiration for Russian dictator Vladimir Putin for his invasion of Ukraine, which is why one of many, many, many reasons I do not believe that Donald J. Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. He can't help himself. When he was speaking in Georgia, in what was it, Commerce, Georgia, at his rally over the weekend, he again expressed admiration for Putin. And, I mean, extraordinary. And when 68% of Republicans disapprove of people explaining admiration for Putin, the Putin caucus is very, very small in the Republican Party. And thank God in the Democratic Party, too. But you've got Madison Cawthorn. There was a piece today in National Journal said that Kevin McCarthy was going to have a heart-to-heart direct talk with Madison Cawthorn to try to get him to be less damaging to the Republican Party. He was the one who said that the hero of the moment, President Zelensky, was a thug, and that the government of Ukraine was incredibly evil. Okay, there's something wrong with that guy. I mean, there's a lot wrong with him. And, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who can't help herself. I mean, it's just sad. And then we come to this this question. Here's what the Washington Post story that broke the story. It says that, and it's at Dateline today, internal White House records from the day of the attack on the U.S. Capitol that were turned over to the House Select Committee show a gap in President Donald Trump's phone logs of 7 hours and 37 minutes. That's a long time. That's a full day's work. That's almost 8-hour day, right? That's close to 8 hours. Including the period the building was being violently assaulted, according to documents obtained by the Washington Post and CBS News. The lack of an official White House notation of any calls placed to or by Donald Trump, the president, for 457 minutes on January 6, 2021, from 11:17 to 6:54 p.m., that means that the committee has no record of his phone conversations at the time that his supporters were descending on the Capitol. They battled overwhelmed police and forcibly entered the building, prompting lawmakers and Vice President Mike Pence to flee for safety. The 11 pages of records, which consist of the president's official daily diary and the White House switchboard call logs, were turned over by the National Archives earlier this year to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack. The records show Trump was active on the phone for part of the day, documenting conversations that he had with at least 8 people in the morning and 11 people that evening. But the 7-hour gap also stands in stark contrast to the extensive public reporting about phone conversations he had with allies during the attack, such as a call Trump made to Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, seeking to talk to Tommy Tuberville, the Republican senator from Alabama, and a phone conversation he had with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California. Now, all of these calls took place during that 7-hour gap. They weren't recorded. Why not? Kevin McCarthy's talked about it. Mike Lee's talked about it. Tommy Tuberville has talked about it. The House panel is now investigating whether Trump communicated that day through back channels, through phones of aides, or through personal disposable phones known as burner phones, according to two people with knowledge of the probe, who, like others interviewed for this report, spoke on the condition of anonymity. One lawmaker on the panel, this is the House panel investigating January 6th, said the committee is investigating a possible cover-up of the official White House record from that day. Another person close to the committee said the large gap in the records is of intense interest to some lawmakers on the committee, many of whom have reviewed copies of the documents. Both spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss internal committee deliberations. What is so suggestive here is the phone call stopped at 11:17 a.m. That was just about exactly when the first people were entering the Capitol building. It was fairly clear that there was going to be a riot. And are we to believe that Trump again took a nap, or decided he wanted to play chess, or decided he wanted to work on his golf game while all of this was going on and they were invading the Capitol building? No. What it suggests has been an effort to hide the people to whom he spoke, and to hide calls he made that would look embarrassing, if not potentially criminal at this point. And that brings us to the California judge. He's a federal district judge, so he's a federal judge, and yes, he is not appointed by President Trump. He was appointed by President Clinton a long time ago. But this judge, whose name is David O. Carter, has a reputation of being a fairly conservative guy. He's a Marine officer. He won a Bronze Star in Vietnam, serving in the United States Marine Corps. And he's been a fairly tough judge with a reputation of being up the middle, not some kind of political hitman. He's the one who says that that right now the that it seems obvious that Trump and his legal advisor, John Eastman, a former professor at Chapman University, had committed felonious acts, that what they had done was illegal. I'll tell you what Will Smith did the other night. That was definitely illegal. Should he be applauded for it anyway? We'll get to that profound question and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again. And I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, Are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
On the Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We got an email that came in from Chris in Linwood, and that's Linwood, Washington. There are Linwoods all over the country. So Chris in Linwood comments on my comment about Senator Bouchard, who is one of the many, many, many people running for the Republican nomination for Congress in Wyoming. They only have one congressperson. Right now her name is Liz Cheney. And there are a number of people who want to take the Republican nomination away from her. And one of them has suggested that part of his program would be to put Dr. Fauci on trial and to execute him. And I thought that was a repellent idea, and again, it's the kind of thing that no matter how qualified or admirable this individual might be, someone who suggests you execute a public health official with whom you may have some disagreements, it's appalling. In any event, here's what Chris in Linwood says. Chris says, Dr. Fauci doesn't get to have the same protections as an elected official. Why not? He's a government official. I mean, he's been for a long time. He's been part of the federal government. Dr. Fauci, says Chris, is responsible for hundreds of thousands of people dying. Uh-huh. I think you're trying to split hairs when you talk about Fauci, because a lot of people know that his policy decisions killed people or at least made them commit suicide. You're being foolish, Michael. Fauci ignored therapeutics and forced people to lose their jobs and livelihoods. Dr. Fauci should stand trial. For what? You don't stand trial unless you committed a crime. The crime that, it is a crime if you are interfering with basically a government process, a legal government process. If people are trying to do their job, in one case like certifying a presidential election, then if you are trying to disrupt that election, you do stand trial. And there are a bunch of people who have already and been convicted. But what has Dr. Fauci done that was supposed to be illegal? And do you remember when we were all in middle school? I think kids still learn this. We are a government of laws, not a government of men. You can despise Dr. Fauci. I know a lot of people do. I don't. But a lot of people do. But the fact that you despise him doesn't mean that he has committed a crime. And what crime is there that he has committed? He's been working in government service for, what, it's 50 years. And how do you think that the deaths have lowered so drastically? And for instance, just for yesterday, in March 28th of 2021, 7-day average, we had 990 deaths. That was last year in 7 days from COVID. Now it's down to 764. At one point, we had over 3,000 deaths per day. I mean, that's an amazing thing. Do you know what that is, 3,000 deaths per day? That's the deaths of 9/11 over and over and over and over again. Look, I think it's appalling. I'll tell you what else is appalling is, and again, this is one of those things where even if people are people with whom I profoundly disagree, one of those people is Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, because he was involved with Jenny McCarthy, I don't think they are any longer, but he's a big anti-vaxxer, and not just anti-vaccines for COVID, but vaccines for anything. And he was talking about, and I think very effectively, what a lot of people have on their minds after Hollywood basically all collectively got up and they gave Will Smith a standing ovation because he Chris Rock had made a nasty crack about Will Smith's wife's shaven head, which is because she was dealing with it's apololisia. I've got the name wrong, but she was dealing with a disease in which you lose your hair. And here's what Jim Carrey had to say about the way that people at the Oscars ceremony on Sunday night responded when Will Smith stood up there and slapped Chris Rock in the middle of him doing his act. Listen.
I think as you watched it unfold and then what happened after.
I was sickened. I was sickened by the standing ovation. I felt like Hollywood is just spineless. En masse. And it really felt like, oh, this is a really clear indication that we're not the cool club anymore.
There was some question today about if anyone else had walked from the audience and done that, they would have been escorted out by security or maybe even arrested. The police asked Chris if he wanted to file charges. They asked Chris, do you want to file charges? And Chris apparently said, no, he did not.
He doesn't want the hassle. I'd have announced this morning that I was suing Will for $200 million because that video is going to be there forever. It's going to be ubiquitous. You know, that insult is going to last a very long time. If you want to yell from the audience and disapprove or show a disapproval or say something on Twitter or whatever, you do not have the right to walk up on stage and smack somebody in the face because they said words.
No, I agree. I think we all agree on that. I just thought, Jim, that it escalated to that. You know what I mean? That it escalated to that level.
It didn't escalate. Mm-hmm. It came out of nowhere because Will has something going on inside him that's frustrated, and I wish him the best. I really do. I don't have anything against Will Smith. He's done great mm-hmm. things. But that was good moment. It cast a pall over everybody's shining moment. Last night, you know, a lot of people worked really hard to get to that place and to have their moment in the sun and to get their award for the really hard work they did. And it is no mean feat to go through all the stuff you have to go through when you're nominated for an Oscar. It's a gauntlet. of devotion that you have to do. And it was just a selfish moment to cast a pall over the whole thing.
And look, isn't he clearly correct? Jada Pinkett Smith has out with a statement today. She calls for healing after the Oscars slap. But Tim Allen, another comedian, stand-up comedy is very hard, particularly on that stage and in that situation. And Tim Allen tweeted this. It's not okay to come up on stage and hit a dude because you don't like the humor. It's not okay at a comedy club. It's not okay at a concert hall or hosting some cheese bowl award show. Chris Rock is a stand-up comedian and a stand-up guy who carried on. I think I would have run. And the idea, and imagine how it could have been done differently. If Will Smith, and even issued a public statement after he had won his Oscar, but to have the Oscar given to him, and no, I don't think they are or will strip him of his Academy Award. They wouldn't do that. But the Academy is now investigating this entire matter. And given the fact that there was a great deal of raunchy and insulting humor, frankly, they even did something, the three lady hosts at the Oscar ceremony, that is very rarely done. They insulted some of the movies that were up for Best Picture. They insulted Power of the Dog. I happen to agree with them. That was not my favorite picture by any means. But remember they said, I don't remember if I watched it till the end. And that's because it has a rather confusing and difficult to comprehend conclusion. But this is just a conclusion of 1 hour on our show. When we get back, more about the hole-in-one controversy, about the ongoing controversy, about the deepening investigation of, yes, investigation of Hunter Biden. Who's doing that? We will get to that and to much more with the latest progress on Ukraine and possible peace in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.